This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Check in with our friend Eric Hagman, who just got to Bradenton yesterday. Pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Spring training right
Wednesday,
around the corner.
Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Tomorrow?
What's today? Today's Monday.
They start working out Wednesday.
Yeah. There we go. And report tomorrow.
Report tomorrow. Okay.
Anyway, we'll check in with Hagman at 8:30. We talk about the AAF in just a couple of moments. But a lot happened this weekend. In addition to our friends in the Alliance of American Football, we wrap it all up with the five.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown.
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it all?
Go ahead.
Number five.
All right, so Le'Veon Bell had his Twitter fingers going this weekend, right after we got off the air Friday, actually. He responded to a Good Morning Football debate about him going to the Ravens with the thinking man emoji, as I'm calling it. Do you fear that Bell might go to a direct competitor here?
Fear. Go ahead, Chris.
I don't like the idea of him ending up with a direct competitor, whether it be Baltimore, New England, whoever it may be. Especially New England. That would be the one that would actually worry me, because they always seem to get the best out of guys that you think may be past their prime. And Bell's starting to look like jet ski shape. He may be past his prime. But yeah, I don't like the idea of him ended up in one of those places.
I hope he does, because he's fat and he's done. And he's finished, and he'll never perform at the level at which he performed as a Pittsburgh Steeler. I hope he does. I hope he goes somewhere like Cleveland or like Baltimore or like New England or like Cincinnati and plays against the Steelers a lot, because the guy is done. He's finished.
Fat and done.
Fat and done.
Nice.
Yes.
All right.
Like I like my
four.
Hot dogs. Fat and
fat
done.
Cooked.
All right. If you had to give the AAF a first impression letter grade, what would it be?
A C, B minus C. The worst thing was the football.
Really? I agree. See, I'd give them an A as compared to expectations. You know what I mean? Like you expect minor league football, and the football itself, especially the quarterbacks, were not very good. But I give the presentation, that's what lifts the letter grade for me to like an A-.
I thought all the peripheral stuff was pretty good. Star power they had. They had guys coaching teams. They had the replay stuff was fabulous. I know we're going to talk about a lot of this moving forward. But the quality of football was severely minor league.
Number three.
Panthers have it. And as a great play, here comes City. He's got a shot at the buzzer. Oh, it didn't go down.
Yeah, Pitt loses its seventh straight with a 79-76 loss to NC State Saturday. Is it possible that the shine is wearing off on this season, or are people just content that they're competing in these games and have some excitement back in the peak?
No, look at where they were compared to last year. I think that people need to take it slow. A rebuild isn't a one-year thing, and that they needed to rebuild. Also, did anybody else notice Pitt got like 11 offensive rebounds in the last minute of that game?
Yeah.
I mean, they just couldn't hit a shot. They really the fact that it almost damned the Jeff Capel that he created so much excitement at the beginning.
Yes. That's exactly right. Because it almost feels like, especially the guys on the court, on the floor, these kids are trying too hard to live up to all the hype and excitement. And it wasn't just fabricated. It was natural, because they played well early in the year. The city was getting excited, getting behind the ethos of Jeff Capel, which I'm still behind. We're still behind Jeff Capel. It's just at a certain point, that's got to translate to playing better on the floor, and we haven't seen it yet. I want to see him clean some things up down the stretch, but no, I'm not. I wouldn't say that the shine is off. The bloom is not off the rose. Jeff Capel's still doing a great job of turning this thing around, I think.
Number two.
As we just mentioned, the Pirates are headed to Bradenton for spring training. And they've signed an outfielder, Melky Cabrera, to a minor league deal. Will he remain in the majors with the Pirates for more than a month this season? And what do you think his impact will be, if any?
I don't even know if he'll make the opening day roster. I don't think he will, to be honest with you.
Hmm.
But his impact will be when somebody gets hurt or somebody goes through a slump, he'll be up at some point before Polanco's back.
I think he'll end up making the opening day roster. I think they've got other guys they can shuffle to Indy. And again, he's on a minor league deal, so they could do that. I don't know if he would choose to accept that assignment or maybe ask for a release, whatever it may be. We'll see how it goes, but it's a switch hitting bat off the bench who can also play in the outfield. I think he will spend more than a month with the team. Again, it depends how long Polanco takes to heal and how Cabrera does splitting time with Chisenhall and Wright in that time frame, if that's the way it goes. But yeah, I think he could have a legitimate impact as a bench guy this year.
Number one.
Power play issues continue for the Penguins against the Lightning. They fall 5-4. Two-part question here. What is the team's biggest problem right now? And if the playoffs started today, how far would they go?
Well, the team's biggest problem is that Justin Schultz and Evgeny Malkin aren't healthy. And if the playoffs started today, I don't know how far they go because I haven't seen them play with Evgeny Malkin and Justin Schultz healthy this year. So I can't answer that because I need to see those guys play healthy, especially on said power play.
That's all fair. I think their biggest problem right now, aside from those injury issues, is that they don't want to do what Mike Sullivan wants them to do. They don't want to play Mike Sullivan's game, for lack of a better way to put it. And I think if the playoffs started today, if we want to play that game, there's no way they'd make it beyond the second round because they'd have to play Tampa in the first and then either Toronto or Boston in the second. There's no way they get through those two rounds. Just doesn't happen.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.